You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. Traverse City has called in an expert to help with its growth and development issues. The city hired consultant Joe Minicozzi to take a look at the economic impact of land throughout Grand Traverse County. Minicozzi says cities can get more bang for their tax buck by developing land downtown than they can by building a box store. He'll be presenting his findings at the State Theater tonight. Joe Minicozzi is with us this afternoon to discuss development, nine-story buildings, and Traverse City's way forward. Joe, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
This isn't your first trip to Traverse City. You've been here before. Well, let me just ask you, what do you think of Traverse City?
Traverse City is really cool. You can see the history of your community. I think that you're doing a lot of things in your downtown. Right, you're seeing that with the tourism effect, and the amount of storefronts on the ground floor, the amount of new buildings that are going in the downtown, and that's a good thing. You're growing and harvesting more wealth in an area where you already have an infrastructure investment.
Tourism is a big deal in Traverse City, as you know. What kind of things are tourists drawn to in a town or a small city?
It's funny you should mention that. Tourism is a big thing here in Asheville, too, North Carolina. We get about 9 million tourists a year that come through our town, and we're only 90,000 people. The tourism effect of our region here used to be people would go to the Biltmore Estate, they'd go to the Blue Ridge Parkway, the natural features. But now what's happened, because cities are so interesting and unique and authentic, that experience has become a tourism destination as well. So the same is probably true for Traverse City. It's not just the Cherry Festival or the lakefront. It's actually going to a dining experience because the restaurants are good, or having beer. And that's, again, it's all about the authenticity of what you make there.
Traverse City has development fights, like many other cities do. The most recent one has been over an idea to build a nine-story building on the west end of downtown. And you mentioned authenticity. Some people think a tall building of that height might detract from some of that authenticity or small town character that Traverse City has. Do you have any thoughts on that?
So, your population is, 15,000, but you have 150,000 in the metro?
That's about right.
Yeah, that's a pretty big population in your metro for a town your size. So I would turn that around and say, why hasn't your city grown up yet? You should have a larger share of the population in your city than out in the region at this point. I think people have gotten to a point where they freak out over some change without understanding the genetic material of what we're talking about. I don't think there's a perfect answer. There's no size, city, building height, level requirement or perfect measure. But there are, there are conversations to have in the community, and they should happen.
Is it important to have residences in a downtown area?
Definitely. In order to have a vital downtown, you have to have people there. The more that you can get residents there, the more benefit to the authenticity of the place, because the residents are going to drive a lot of the consumer behavior in your downtown. Asheville, the magic sauce of what made Asheville revitalize was putting people downtown.
I've heard you compare, a small parcel of land in downtown and comparing it to a big 10-plus acre Walmart or Costco development on the outskirts of town. And your argument is, if you look at it based on a per acre value, cities can make more money from downtown parcels than they can from, building a large retail single use facility on the outskirts of town. Is that right?
Yeah. Basically what we're doing is we're measuring productivity. What's the units of productivity that come out of that real estate? So in order to gauge one property against another, you have to find a least common denominator. And the least common denominator in any city or any county is the land. That's all that you have. So think of it a different way, or think of how we talk about cars. We don't talk about cars on a miles per tank basis. That doesn't tell us anything about the efficiency of the vehicle, but when we break it down to the gallon of gas, then we can see which one's a better performer, right? So if we do the same thing with buildings and just say the Walmart here in Asheville produces $220,000 in property taxes, but it's sitting on 34 acres. So my house, which is on a tenth of an acre, pays $4,000 in taxes. My house is $40,000 an acre, and that Walmart is $6,500 an acre. So which one yields more taxes on a per acre basis? My house is killing it at $40,000 an acre versus that Walmart at $6,000. And it's just, you know, it's just agnostically looking at it and saying, all right, well, that's productivity.
Joe Minicozzi is the principal of Urban 3, a consulting company in Asheville, North Carolina. He's been hired by Traverse City to study the economic impact of land in the city, and he'll be speaking tonight and Tuesday night in Traverse City on that subject. Joe, pleasure to have you with us today. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me.